What if your business could scale to millions of users without spending a fortune on ads? Headspace did exactly that, leveraging strategic partnerships to grow into a global mindfulness powerhouse. Today, we'll break down how they did it and what you can learn from their playbook. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. If you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Headspace, the renowned meditation and mindfulness app, has significantly expanded its reach through three types of partnerships. The first is corporate collaborations. They partnered with over 2,700 companies, including Google, LinkedIn, and Starbucks, to integrate mindfulness programs into the workplace. The second is media partnerships. They teamed up with Netflix to create an interactive series bringing mindfulness into mainstream entertainment. And the third was healthcare integrations, aligning with healthcare providers and insurance companies to offer mental health solutions at scale. The big idea and the big lesson here is that strategic partnerships can be game changers, allowing platforms to expand their user base, enhance credibility, and reinforce their mission without solely relying on direct consumer acquisition. Before we dive into Headspace's journey, here are three things you can take away from today's episode. The first is that partnerships can create credibility and trust in new markets. Aligning with established brands helped Headspace reach new audiences that might not have found them otherwise. Second, content collaborations can be a powerful growth engine. By integrating with media platforms, Headspace made mindfulness accessible to millions who weren't actively searching for it. And three, industry integrations can turn a product into a necessity. Headspace's presence in corporate wellness and healthcare markets makes it a must-have rather than a nice-to-have. Now, let's break this down further. How did Headspace leverage those strategic partnerships? Well, first stop, corporate collaborations. Headspace understood early on that stress and burnout were major workplace issues. Instead of relying solely on individual subscriptions, they struck deals with companies like Google, Adobe, and Starbucks, offering Headspace as part of employee wellness programs. Why was this smart? Well, it provided a steady revenue stream through bulk subscriptions. It introduced mindfulness to professionals who might not have downloaded the app on their own, and it positioned Headspace as an essential workplace tool, increasing long-term retention. The takeaway is simple. Partnerships with businesses can create a distribution channel that scales faster than direct consumer marketing. Second stop, the media partnerships. Headspace didn't stop at workplaces. They recognized that content consumption had shifted towards streaming. So they partnered with Netflix to create the Headspace Guide to Meditation and the Headspace Guide to Sleep, an interactive series that simplified mindfulness and stress relief. Why was this a genius move? Well, it transformed mindfulness into an entertaining visual experience. It positioned Headspace as a mainstream brand, not just an app, and it drove downloads without traditional advertising. This highlights the power of leveraging entertainment to educate and acquire users. If your product can fit into media, partnerships like this can drive exponential growth. Third stop, and possibly my favorite, healthcare integrations. The third pillar of Headspace's strategy was embedding itself within the healthcare industry. By partnering with insurance providers and healthcare systems, they moved from being a consumer wellness app to an essential part of healthcare treatment plans. And why does this matter? Well, very importantly, it legitimized Headspace as a medical-grade solution, not just a wellness app. It also opened up reimbursement opportunities, making the service more accessible. And it created partnerships with organizations that have a vested interest in improving long-term mental health. This is a lesson in aligning with regulated industries to create long-term sustainability and impact. So, what can you learn from Headspace's strategy? Number one, think beyond direct-to-consumer. Partnerships can unlock new audiences without expensive user acquisition costs. Number two, leverage content as a growth driver. Media partnerships can educate and engage people who weren't actively searching for your solution. And number three, integrate with industries that reinforce your product's value. Embedding into healthcare and corporate wellness programs made Headspace a necessity rather than a luxury. Now, I hope you found this breakdown useful. And if you've spent time building Headspace and I've missed something, reach out and let me know. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It can be exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business and reputation. That fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. But the good news is that we can remove that right now. I've created a free online partner calculator to help you instantly assess if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your business. This tool, which comes with a case study about Tesla and Toyota, is designed to help you get clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but help you finally grow your business. The link to access this tool is in the show notes. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I'm Phil Hay-Sinclair, I'll see you in the next one.